Different kind of St. Patrick's Day morning. Ordinarily, we would be over at Freighters with so many of our friends from the community, from the United Way of St. Clair County and its various different member agencies. Instead, I'm sitting here all by myself at Radio First and talking one at a time with our scheduled guests. And that's all right, too, because we get to do this and it's a lot of fun to talk to people like Lisa Mott, who works with the Boy Scouts of America. She's on the line with us right now. Hello, my friend.
Good morning, Paul. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
And to you as well. Sure wish we could have our regular party, but this is the next best thing. I want to talk about the Boy Scouts. I know you got a big event coming up in a couple of months, but how did you get involved in the Boy Scouts to begin with?
about 4 or 5 years ago, one of the employees of the Scouts was looking to recruit some people for the board, and he reached out to me and asked me if I'd like to join the board. And of course, I couldn't say no, especially since I know it helps so many at-risk youth in St. Clair and Sanilac County. So I joined the board, and about probably 2-3 months later, I was handed my official Scout card, and the title said District Vice Chair, and I said, I don't know that I signed up for that. So and at that point, Sarah Tate, the wonderful Sarah Tate, she was actually the district chair. And since she stepped down, I offered to step in as the district chair. And I've been in that position for a little over a year now. So it's been very exciting, lots of changes, but it's all been good. You know, it's been good stuff.
Absolutely. Your big event coming up in June. Tell us about that.
So every year since I've been on the scouting board, we have done the annual luncheon, and the luncheon just has gotten to the point where we just didn't really feel like it was benefiting the fundraising efforts that we've been trying to do for the Scouts. You know, we have 350 youth in St. Clair and Sanilac County that we support, and it cost us through the scouting program $240 to put each youth through that program, and the parents really of that cost, the parents usually only have to put out 60. So we do have a lot of money to cover there to get those Scouts through the program. So we do try as much as possible to do as many fundraising efforts, and we just didn't feel like the luncheon was fitting our needs anymore. So who doesn't like a St. Clair County party? So we decided that we're going to do what's called a night out for Scouts. It will be on June 10th at City Flats from 5:30 to 8. We will have a DJ. We'll have an amazing MC, I hear. His name might be Paul Miller. We will have sponsorships available, so we'll have that out soon. We're looking at filling tables, and also we're going to have some activities that will be available so people can see what scouting is all about and take back to that fun of doing the Pinewood Derbies and the Rain Gutter Regattas. And we're going to have circuit boards you can put together. And these are some things that we do with our Scouts on a regular basis when we do our Scout Reach program. So it'll be fun to have adults go in and kind of see what our Scouts do at our Scout Reach programs, and they can engage in those activities. We'll have a buffet. We're going to have kind of like it themed towards kind of like a scouting outing. We're going to have s'more stations. So it's going to be super fun.
That sounds super fun. And I think that by June, we are going to be ready for a party, aren't we?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, without the United Way, I don't really think that our scouting, our local Scouts would be where they are today. They are such a huge contributor to our needs in St. Clair and Sanilac County. Definitely without that help, we wouldn't be able to be where we are today with the continued support that we get from the United Way.
That's what's so neat about the United Way. We were just talking with Scott Crawford from the Council on Aging. They get help from the United Way. The Boy Scouts get help from the United Way. I mean, it really runs across the whole community, every age, every gender. It's something that that is I think very near and dear to our community.
Absolutely. And I've been so excited the past couple of years to be involved with the people from the United Way. Brent and his team do an amazing job over there. Doug as well has just carried, you know, and Brent's going to carry on that torch. So I'm super happy to be a part of it, part of the community, part of these nonprofits that give so much back to our youth and our, you know, other people in our community.
I'll have to see if I can dig out my Pinewood Derby trophy from the, I think, second grade. I'll bring it along. And
oh, Paul, please do. I would love to have it there. We could showcase it, put it kind of like in a showcase for you, spotlight on it. It would be great.
I'm sure I still have it somewhere. I have no idea where, but I've got plenty of time to look for it now, so.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. So, yeah, we're excited about it. We just want to kind of change it up a little bit, you know, and hopefully you know, change the tone of scouting and getting people excited about it again, especially with the interactive activities that we're going to have there for them.
That sounds fantastic. Can't wait. We'll talk more about it as that date draws a little closer. In the meantime, Lisa, thanks for joining us this morning. Really appreciate it. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Paul, take care. Happy St. Patrick's Day to you. Thank you for having me.
All right, you got it. Be well. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.